Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the mood that really moves them.
Lummy. I said chill. Lummy, if it's not an emergency, by the way, it's Clem and Kush, I don't know, 15, 16, 17.
This is a, come on, Bubba, this is a big one after the Brent Hadley episode.
Yes, it is, and I'm definitely afraid of you know, because the Hadley deal was so big. I don't know if we can squeeze close it off and even ever emulate that type of level.
We can when we have Brent back on very soon. And his wife raiding our units.
Lummy, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I was just going to go.
I was just going to
do some stuff on bar, and then me and Rhett, we're going to go film.
You got headphones?
Stuff.
Obviously, you don't have any headphones on because you're not listening.
Why is he here? It's Clem and Kush.
Yeah.
And we got a big-time sponsor now, and now you're bringing Lummix aboard?
Yeah, true.
All right, I'm sorry.
Lummy, are you familiar with our new sponsor?
Yeah, I was looking at
Yes,
that.
We could sit here and read the script that Kansas City Steaks gave us, and we will do a lot of that. Or we could say, God bless Kansas City Steaks. And as you're getting ready for the big game, you can go to KansasCitySteaks.com/big game. Use Bubba on the promo code on the checkout. Get free shipping. And yes, we can sit here and read the script set that they gave us in and talk about the mac and the cheese and the grillers. Or we could say, you know what, Bubba Army? Go out and go to KansasCitySteaks.com/big game and buy some stuff and show them how strong and how cool it is to be our very first supporter of our podcast. How cool is that?
I'm very excited, Bubba, because this is what we've worked for. We've worked to do this podcast to get a sponsor, and God bless Kansas City Steaks for that. And you can save up to $25 on combos, perfect for game day. So make sure you when you check out, promo code Bubba, and you get free shipping, Bubba, and they got tons of stuff. Even if you're not necessarily into meat, they've got all like mac and cheese melts.
The rich mac and cheese melts.
They've got brookies. They've got chocolate truffle lava. They got
all beef jumbo hot dogs. They got bacon steak burgers. They got iron steaks. They got cheddar bacon steak burgers.
I mean, they've got your whole setup
here.
They got
the grillers.
Essentially ready for your big super spreader, big game party.
Kansas City Steaks are all flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They have basically every cut of steak imaginable, plus appetizers, desserts, barbecue, and much more. Bring the steakhouse to your house and step up your game day with KansasCitySteaks.com.
And type in Bubba and get free shipping. Bubba, do you know what a brookie is?
I don't know what a brookie
is. You really
is,
don't? You just...
But I think the fine people from Kansas City Steaks will be sending me a few brookies here and there.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
A brookie is a chocolate chip cookie and a brownie.
Ooh.
Mixed together.
Oh, that's so after my heart. I love that.
So if they could just go ahead and send that our way, that would be perfect.
Get free shipping with promo code Bubba at checkout. That's KansasCitySteaks.com/game day for the, you know, the big game that's coming up. We're all very familiar with that.
Promo code Bubba.
Use promo code Bubba for the big game deal. KansasCitySteaks.com/game day. No, big game. Slash, is it big game or game day? It's game day.
Yeah.
KansasCitySteaks.com/game day. They are our first advertisers of this phenomenally successful podcast, Clem and Kush 15 and beyond. Thank you, KansasCitySteaks.com.
Man, you could save like $125 on these if you order. Get two strip steaks, two ribeyes, two top sirloins.
I'm in. Buy me some immediately.
Done.
Let me, if I get some Kansas City Steaks, can I put you back on the pellet griller deal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on. You're the worst.
Why is he here, by the way, Bubba?
Get out of here, let me.
No, not to...
Well, I mean, you asked me why he's here.
No,
you're basically insinuating for him to be Scramsville, that I Scramsville him, and you turn into a pussy and be like, no, don't send the little guy out. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, what were we going to do with Lummy anyways?
What were we going to do with you, Lummy?
I don't know. He's gone. He left. Lummy had to do some stuff for BAR. We got to make sure it doesn't go down today.
Lummy, you better get on BAR. We've had some interruption of services, and I don't appreciate that.
Thank you. Now let's get back to us, Bubba. The reason why we're here.
Yeah, us.
It's about you and I.
Clem and Kush.
And Kansas City Steaks.
By the way, I'm working on some new sponsors, and I'm also working on some guests.
Talk to me about the guests.
I have a text into Larry Bird.
Wow.
I have a text into John Morgan.
Okay.
I'm going to see John Morgan next week, or either later this week or early next week. We can have Tony Stewart anytime we want.
Okay, well, those are big. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Can we do that for next Monday?
What, all three of them?
No, just one.
Larry Bird with the Tony Stewart.
Just give me one. Give me one for next Monday.
And I did text Dion, and Dion texted me back, and he's like, Sponge, I have been so busy trying to get this football team. You know, so he's like, just give me a little bit of he's not even doing anything. I don't think he's even going to be on location for the Super Bowl. Just because he's in the Jacksonville State starts in the spring.
Oh, this is Jackson State, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jackson State starts like in six, like the first game's like in 74 days. So Dion's like, I can't do anything for a while. I'm just, and he's doing Subway commercials. I mean, Dion's way over right now.
Listen, he doesn't even have time to like the Instagram video that I put up of you and him back from 95. So I get it. He's busy.
He does.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of college coaches down partying for the Super Bowl, though. And normally those are recruiting or whatever the hell, you virtually or however they do things now.
Well, now he can continue to do his Barstool stuff. He does it like right from his coach's office and coach. Whereas if you're an NFL network, it would require him to travel. I think they shot that in L.A. I think that all of the Fox, you know, pregame stuff was shot in L.A. Have you been watching Fox pregame at all?
I hate pregame shows. They're the worst. I try to not sit in front of my TV right until the game starts. But I've caught the CBS. They're all horrible, Bubba.
They are. They're all horrible. And like now, yesterday, they had Terry Bradshaw, Michael Strahan, Howie Long.
Jimmy Johnson was at home. I saw that.
Yeah, but like they're outside. They're in Los Angeles at the Fox Studios, but they're outside and there's just, it's like they're in a parking lot.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of cool, right? That there's nobody around. What should they be doing it like at Times Square?
I don't know. I just think in the studio would be better. I don't know. I just think that in the studio, like
I think they're in L.A., Bubba, and I think if you probably can't put that many people in a studio right now. I'm guessing maybe they feel better outside. I don't know. Maybe Terry Bradshaw's at risk. Those are older guys. I don't know. And I think it looks cool outside. It's L.A. It's probably always 70 degrees. They're tossing the ball around. Jay Glazer's all yoked up. I don't know. Pre-game shows suck anyway.
Isn't it amazing? Well, there are some good ones. You know, the guys that really know what they're talking about.
Nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about. Who knows what the fuck they're talking about? Lewis Riddick on ESPN.
Who's the best in the pre-game world? Who breaks it down the best? Like, I know you hate everything, but who breaks it down the best? Who gives you the best data?
Adam Schefter gives you the breaking news, which is really all I care about. I don't really need to hear anybody break down a game because it's all nonsense anyways. I mean, you're just throwing a bunch of shit out there and hoping your predictions come true. So, Bubba, I don't really like anybody. Like I said, Lewis Riddick on ESPN Strong, he could potentially be a general manager. He's been interviewed for a few opening general manager spots, but there's not anybody that I feel like gives me real fucking solid insight into the game or anything like that. They tell me Tom Brady's good. They tell me Josh Allen's young. They don't tell me anything that I don't already know.
Hey, guess what? I just got my results back. You know, I went and gave blood on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, double red blood cells.
Yeah.
And they give you a breakdown of your healthiness. My cholesterol was a little bit high. You know why?
What?
Because I've been eating like, antibody tests negative. Cholesterol 228.
Oh.
Pulse 71. Blood pressure 120 over 82. Okay. I think that's pretty healthy, but my cholesterol usually is below 200, but I think all this meat and shit that I'm eating might be jacking up my cholesterol.
Because you're doing the, what are you doing?
Like, I do kind of like a...
No
like
carb?
Like a Atkins keto kind of deal.
Yeah.
That, you know, no carbs, but ton on, you know, I eat a ton of red meat. Is chicken better for you on the meat deal than red meat?
But you know what? I don't even want to start getting into red meat and if it's a cause for cholesterol because I know the Kansas City Steaks makes me feel good all the time.
Oh no, absolutely! I'm not going to stop consuming red meat.
Yes,
I'm not. I'm simply not. It's not in the game. It's not going to ever happen.
Right.
I mean, I could maybe cut back on it and try to eat like some, you know, maybe some chicken or some fish occasionally, but I'm a red meat guy. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, get ready.
I mean, if having a cholesterol of 228 is cost of doing business of being on red meat, then consider me fucking on red meat.
You get yourself on a little cholesterol medication, you'll be good to go. It'll take it right down to 70 where mine is.
Your cholesterol isn't 70, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, it's low. It's low as shit.
No, buddy.
Yes.
What? There's no
way. Why am I buddy now? It's true.
There's no way that you're I think everybody. I think everybody's over 100.
No, that's not true.
I think everybody's over 100.
No. Bubba, it's not true.
My cholesterol was 182 in June.
Yeah, and that's high.
No, it's listen. Let me show you this screen over here. Not that well, I mean we're on podcasting, Willie, but look, it's if you're below cholesterol levels less than 200 are desirable, and I'm usually under 200. On this particular day, I was way high, and then on the day I gave last Friday, and I was 228.
Okay,
but that's
all right. Then you're good. If it says you're good, you're good.
It says I'm not good.
Oh, you're not good. I said you weren't good.
But my blood pressure was good. Look.
That's good.
120 over 82.
You're a calm-ass motherfucker.
And my pulse history, I'm fucking 71.
I hope you're good, Bubba. I need to ride your coattails a couple more years.
I do have. I'm not even going to give my confession.
Oh.
About my health.
Oh, a confession. Okay, as you're coughing. Now I'm worried.
No. Sometimes when they're checking my pulse so that my pulse is lower, I hold my breath. And if you hold your breath, your heart slows down.
No shit. I did not know that.
Yeah, if you hold your breath, your heart slows down, and you can get like 5 to 7 less beats.
I thought you were just supposed to go, take a nice breath and breathe a lot as you're doing it. I always breathe.
If you hold your fucking breath, Google it. Holding your breath slows down your heart, and I try to hold my breath as long as I can.
Jesus, Bubba. You know what I think you need? I think you need the winning play from Kansas City Steaks. You get 2 super trim filet mignon, 2 boneless ribeyes, 12 shrimp wrapped in bacon.
You got the shrimps?
12 shrimp wrapped in bacon. 12
Who does?
Kansas City Steaks, 12 bacon steak burgers, 4 brookies, 8 potatoes, all gratin.
Really? What's that deal called?
Oh, the winning play. That's $149.70. You save $175.
Wow.
Bubba, you save.
Can I get one of those?
You're damn right you can.
That's called the Game Day Willie?
What's that? Kansas City Steaks. Promo code Bubba. Get there.
Well, it's actually kansascitysteaks.com/gameday.
Yes.
That gets you in the Game Day wheelhouse. And then once you're checking out, you type in Bubba for this up to $25 on various combinations and shipping for free. And they're our first client. And watch, I bet you, I don't know, out of the 3,000 or 4,000 people that are going to download this thing, I bet you 10, 15, 20 step up to the pump on a Kansas City Steak Chaser. What do you think?
Well, let's sure fucking hope so. Keep this thing around a little bit longer.
Yeah. More than just a little short run, Willie.
Can I tell you? I know this is
concerned about my cholesterol.
You know, you'll be okay. Can we talk about can I talk about myself a little bit?
Well, can I talk about you first?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt?
Well, I just wanted to tell you I had the lightning stuff going again. I don't know if I formally announced that because it happened like over the weekend.
What do you mean? The last that I knew is that they had you on a chirp. And then they had you on a block party.
The block party got officially confirmed, I think over the weekend, maybe on Friday, or maybe
really?
Yeah, they sent me a text. I don't know. Maybe I did announce it, but yeah, I'm doing the.
You announced it on this Friday show, Seth Kushner.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know about it, buddy.
Well, yeah, they brought me back to do the block party, and I'm doing the Chirp. It's a weekly. The Chirp is a weekly show on Twitter, 7 o'clock Wednesdays, and then yeah, I'll be doing the block party, which I'm excited about. So. Got a lot of shit going on.
I mean, you were really freaked out about that.
Well, I was. Well, they didn't tell me until, you know.
I think that they didn't tell you not because it was like a touch and go, just because they already just thought you already kind of knew they were just going to go ahead and green light it. Like, it did so well last year. Like, I don't think it was even, like, really a thing.
Yeah,
I mean, not a thing as in it's not a thing, but, like, you not coming back was not a thing.
I know, but it was so important to me to bring it back, and I was already trying to, you know, figure out in my mind.
Is that why you had some kind of anxiety, like you were depressed for a while? because you were freaked out about where they're bringing it back?
That was probably part of it. I was really fucking depressed a couple of weeks ago.
Why, buddy?
Bad. I think we talked about it on here.
No, we didn't talk about it on here. We've not talked about it.
Yeah.
You're one of my best friends.
No, I had to call Dr. Dan for some help.
Yeah, I know, but we didn't talk about that.
We didn't?
No. We need to talk about why you're all fucked up in the head.
Oh, man.
And supposedly, rumor has it, you were really fucked up, like you're thinking some stupid shit.
I don't know what triggered it, but I remember I had a pretty, there was about a 2-week stretch where.
And you called Dan, and what did Dan say?
I needed
to interview this kid, I'll fucking give you some some pills.
Man, I just wasn't my fucking psychiatrist, and it's medicine, and it's more medicine, and it's this medicine doesn't work, and it's get on this medicine, and I feel like it was like...
You need to get on some street-level medicine like me. You never see me all fucked up in the head. Even though I'm fucked up in the head, the medicine that I take, street-level, makes me think I'm not fucked up in the head.
Well, I think maybe doctors should listen to their patients more instead of just doing their own little fucking concoction that they think is the perfect recipe.
Why don't you get a good doctor?
All
the fucking doctors you deal with are either trying to ream out your butthole or give you some fucking psychotropic willies that you don't need.
This guy came highly recommended by a few people. And so I called Dr. Dan to see if he knew anybody or what he thinks that I should do. Because they wanted, for my medication not working, they wanted me to go to like a outpatient like center to, you know, check myself in and get dialed in the
they
medication.
Wanted you to go to the fucking outpatient fucking Cuckoo Jones.
Well, that's why I was mad because
you can't do that. Remember when Tunnel tried to do that, they locked him up for 4 fucking days.
No.
I can't have you.
No, I'm not going to go get locked.
Hey, Spongo, what? Can't come into work today. Why? Because I'm in the fucking weekend funny farm and they won't let me out.
Right. Well, that's what the thing was, is the doctor's like, okay, well, you know, if this medicine's not working and you're having issues, then, you know, you need to go here, you know, and I can't see you until so-and-so. And I just felt so fucking, like, dismissed. That's why I called Dr. Dan. Cause I go,
just call me and come over to my apartment. That's all you got to do. I'll make it all better.
Oh, please.
What do you mean, please?
I don't know if you can make it better.
The fuck I can't make
it
better.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to fucking put you on some of my shit, and we're going to go out back and get fucking high as billy goats.
That doesn't cure everything.
Yes, it does. The way I do it, it does. I got it. Next time you get fucked like you want to drop off the bridge, call the fuck me up. Don't do it. And let me come over and fucking handle it.
Oh, I don't want to drive off the bridge. I barely want to drive on the bridge.
Well, I mean, I know you were thinking stupid shit, buddy.
Depression is just a motherfucker, man. And the thing that bothers me the most is that.
I don't even know why you're depressed. It's going better than it's. I mean,
Papa,
I know you're
it's
not
a clinical
fucking
thing, man. I can't. It's not about like you know how my life is going on the surface. I mean, you could say that to anybody that everybody's life is going well. It's this thing that is in me that I can't. I try to fucking fight it. So the medicine I'm on has helped my anxiety, but it's made my depression worse. So I don't throw up or any of that shit anymore, but I fucking, you know, I'm depressed for weeks at a time. So I can't find the right medication.
Man up, bitch. I'm depressed. I've been depressed since 12. I've been depressed for 9 years.
What is man up going to do?
I don't know, just fucking man up and realize that you got a family, and more importantly, you got a daughter who just absolutely thinks that, you know, she doesn't know the truth. She thinks you're the best ever.
No, she knows, and I think I talked about it where she saw me throwing up one night, and I felt like the biggest loser in the world.
Now, throw up is throw up.
Well, it was from anxiety. I didn't want to have, you know, then she thought throw up was funny when I explained what it was to her, but, you know, Bubba, it's... You know, I think a lot of people are becoming more understanding of you.
And
know,
I'm not trying to say man up as in to like belittle you or anything like that, buddy. I'm not. Like, I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Bubba, I'm just telling you, I don't really like to talk a lot. I'll talk to you about, you know, we'll talk on this shit, but I don't like call people and try to talk to them about my issues.
Yeah, but why don't you call me? Because I am really your fucking friend. I love you. And like, you know, like I'm loyal like a fucking bulldog.
No, I know. It wasn't one of those things where I needed a hardcore medical expert first. And Dan was it. So,
and what did Dan do or say or prescribe?
Dan gave me the number of a guy that didn't call me back for like 3 weeks. Dan's like, this is my guy. He's cool.
Yeah, he's fucking good.
Dan's like, this is my call this guy. You know, I went to residency with him, tell him you know me, and I called and left a message. This guy, I think he called me back the other day. I called him like 3 weeks ago. So I'm just, Bubba, I'm over the tweaking with my brain and the talking to people. It's stressing me out. So.
What do you mean to tweak? Hold on. Let's see if we can break that down. The tweaking of my brain and the talking to people. Newsflash, Seth Kushner. You talk to people for a living.
No. The psychiatrists.
Oh.
Where it's this, let's give you some of this and let's give you some of this. And you take one of these and you do. Bubba, it's been that nonstop. Like, people make fun of it at home sometimes when I shoot videos or cameos or whatever. They go, all your pill bottles are up on your thing. I don't want to take all those fucking pills.
How about some more, you know. You think that?
Sex?
I think that has a lot to do with your gummed upness.
Well, it does, and I think you should probably talk to my wife about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, we could probably...
We could probably remedy
30 to 50% of your craziness if you just got a little bit more pussy.
I agree, but I don't think she knows that.
Okay, well, I'm calling her.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? That's what this is all about.
Let's call her.
This isn't a radio show. This is a fucking podcast when you do fucking crazy shit.
Let's call her. And while you're calling her, make sure that you call Kansas City Steaks to get the big game deal and 877-377-8325.
Not only can you go to KansasCitySteaks.com. But they also got a phone number, too?
Of course.
I did not know that.
Old school.
Kansas City Steaks.
Yeah.
I need to go in there and get my order in. I think this is Phoebe Kushner.
With a phone number.
I may have written it down wrong. Let me see.
Hello?
I didn't sit on my ball, Seth. I just fucked hard.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Phoebe.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
Why'd you text Bubba the other day?
I texted him to thank him for being a good leader to you because I felt like you've been in a really good mental space.
And why would you think otherwise, Seth? I'm not like that. I'm on the other side of buddy fucking.
I don't know what's going on with you, Sponjo.
I'm just saying, like,
do
I wouldn't.
Screenshots?
No.
Hold on, screenshots. Has she got screen? Yeah, you want? In fact, Seth. You fucking gem. I gave the phone to you and let you look at the exchange, Johnny Insecure.
I know, but I just wanted to know where it came from for her.
I'll tell you where it came from. It came from fucking love in her heart is where it came from. Because she loves you and she appreciates that I love you and handle you better than most do. And more importantly, appreciate you. And it came from a woman who just wants the best for her husband because she loves you. But you're so you're so fucked up, Seth, in the head.
No,
you don't
I'm
even
not...
You can't even let us love you. You just don't want to be loved.
No, I do want to be loved. I just want to know where it all stemmed from because it wasn't like she was around me or it was at work. It was just like when she was picking up our daughter. So I just want to know like what triggered it. That's all. I like to know where these things start.
You need to worry about yourself, not worry about her. You need to worry about yourself. Yeah. Buddy,
I had thought about it earlier in the day, and I was like, wow, Seth's been in a good mental space lately. I think I'm going to text Bubba and just say, hey, thanks for, making, Seth not crazy.
Yeah.
And it was early in the day, and I figured that Bubba was still at the studio. And when I was going to pick up our daughter from school, I'm like, oh, I need to send that text now before he goes to bed at 5. So that's when I said that.
Yep. Just a quick appreciation text. Thanks for being such a great leader to Seth. I said, thank you for being such a great wife to a guy who's absolutely brilliant when supported correctly. A lot of his brilliance is directly reflection on you.
Oh, wow.
And she said, he's definitely been in a better headspace recently. Thank you for that. And I go, thank you back at you. I can't think of any more innocent, nice, coming from the right direction texts than that. And leave it to you, Seth, to try to make it a bad thing.
No, it's quite appropriate. You wanted to say some other things to Phoebe while we had her on?
I would. But yeah. I can see, Phoebe, that he's a handful. He really is. I have to be with him as much as you do, and he's a handful. He really is.
Yes.
But it seems as though for the year and few months that I've gotten to know him, that his happiness, I think, is very much dependent upon how much he's getting. And he's always bitching about not getting enough of that.
Okay, but he doesn't, a couple of things. One, he doesn't initiate anything at all, ever.
And I think you've said that you want to be taken somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, if he's taking a nap and he shoots me a text and says, hey, what time are you leaving? That doesn't romance me at all.
But what if he said, hey, what now? I'm going to be very inappropriate here. Thank God, little Sethy, you know, hasn't figured out how to download the podcast. Elise probably does listen. But what if he just said, hey, mama, how about a quick little fuck? Like, how would that go?
That would be great. That would be great. I would take that.
Seth, I just
I don't do that?
No.
No, it's very just like, hey, oh, hang on, our daughter's talking to me.
Yeah,
go ahead, you go in there. It's very vanilla. It's very like, hey, come rub my back. It's very like he wants to be serviced. And yeah. That doesn't do anything for
you're not
me.
At a spa. You're talking to your wife, Seth. So yeah. She wants you to be a man and be like, hey, how about giving Big Papa some pussy? Like, I mean, almost kind of crass about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the other thing
Seth,
is
Seth, you pay these people a bunch of fucking money to analyze you. I just fucking nailed it.
I'm learning right here. I'm just sitting back.
Phoebe wants you to be a man and be like, man, why don't you come here for some fucking doggy? God, you look hot. Those tits. Fuck.
Yes, that stuff. There's none
Seth,
of that.
Seth, I just fucking she just wants you to just to fucking
but that's what I'm doing.
No, you're being a pussy about it.
No, I'm like, bring those Hooters in here.
No, you don't do that very often. It's all that martyr fucking manic bullshit.
I've been delivering the ruckus lately. I've been really like taking pride in my performance.
Performance is one thing, but getting her to fuck, I mean, she needs to be,
but once I get her there, I'm trying to make her happy.
Okay, that's great, but you can't snowflake it on the get. You got to fucking set it up like a man.
Oh, all right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and the thing also, there's a couple other things that will help in this.
Great.
One is that, I'm really busy.
Oh,
I'm really,
who the
busy.
Fuck is it? Hold on,
who
shut up.
Who the fuck is it
shut
busy?
Up. Shut up, Seth. She also's got a two-year-old to deal
so
with.
So do I. We all are busy. Everybody's busy. That's not an excuse.
Hey, these outbursts aren't going to help you with pussy.
I don't give a fuck.
Yes, you do.
Go to KansasCitySteaks.com.
No, listen, you have
listen,
to be
I'm
as
really
smooth.
Busy.
You have to be as smooth in getting pussy from your wife as you are that big-time endorsement, my friend. You dumbass, you don't even know how to play the game.
But I've been giving it to her, man.
Giving it to her is one thing. Wanting her to want it. It's another thing.
She doesn't want it from me.
She wants it if you'd make a small couple little changes, one of which is stop being such a pussy.
My looks have faded. My cuticles are down to the nub.
Your fingers are fucking bloated.
Yeah, I've got fat fingers. A tendons. I mean, it's all
maybe you
apart.
Could use those fingers to, you know, in a good way instead of worried about texting her some manic bullshit. Use those fingers to fucking give her the two-fingered cul-de-sac and make her fucking squirt like a sea-doo.
Okay, well, that's okay, Bubba. Well, when I go, hey, when she goes, I'm going to Target, you need anything? And I go, yeah, get something slutty. What's wrong with that?
Well, now, see,
that's what I do.
No,
and then she ignores me.
Phoebe, is that true? Does he say that?
Yeah. He'll say that, but, like, what do you mean by that? I'm going to Target to buy laundry detergent.
So what? They've got get creative.
Or you could say, when you get back, I'd like to bend you over with those big tits a shaking. See, look, it locked her the fuck up. She liked it so much.
All right.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's a lot of, like, after, you know, we've all both worked all day, and I've done laundry and taking care of the three-year-old, and she's finally asleep, that he starts asking for things like back rubs. And I don't want to do that.
Nobody
like,
wants,
want...
she wants to fuck. She doesn't want
to
rub.
She doesn't
want
to do anything. She wants to watch Schitt's Creek.
She doesn't
want to
rub your fucking gorilla back. She wants to fuck.
Oh, well, you know what, Bubba?
What?
Aren't there people out there that would like to rub my back?
No. Oh. Nobody wants to fucking braid your back.
You don't,
no.
No, I've got a smooth back right now. You don't think there's any women out there that would love to come over and rub my back?
Yeah.
And she is so lucky where she has that fucking chance every night.
No,
and
you
she
stupid
turns
fuck.
It down.
No, because you know what? The women that want to rub your back work at the fucking dollhouse and they haven't raised a kid all day and worked all fucking day and dealt with your fucking mannequin.
I don't give a shit whose hands are on me or what they've done all day with their hands. Just make sure they're on my back and they're taking care of my canucks.
Nobody wants to fucking take care. Why would you be mad when she wants to get fucked and not rub your back?
She doesn't want to fuck, Bubba. Oh. She doesn't want to fuck. This is all a charade to make me look like a beta bitch.
That's not true. Listen, you got to stop just asking me to do stuff for you all the time because it kills it. It kills it.
I didn't ask you to do shit today except pick up the phone.
Well, and she, and like, but she wants, she doesn't want you to, she doesn't want to fucking rub your back. She wants to suck your dick.
I work for the Lightning.
That's your new book. My wife won't rub my back, but she'll suck my
dick.
Well,
you know what?
There's not a guy that would fucking be mad about that.
I work for the Lightning. I am on their Twitter. I have a podcast.
Boy, you're really fucking full of yourself right now, too.
I am desirable, and I think that there's
I've created a monster, is
this was created long before I ever stepped foot into this.
Oh, I just got a text from Elise saying you've created a monster.
No, the monster was created. I've been a needy little man my whole life, but I just wish that, you know, if I said go pick up someone slutty at Target, I don't have to make a whole fucking list.
Well, you don't even have to say pick up anything at slutty at Target. You just say when you get back from Target, I'm fucking you. That's what you say.
But I want something slutty.
Oh,
like
impossible.
A necklace or something, you know, and a little accessory.
You're impossible.
Sponge, if the neediness is, like, out of control.
Oh, Sponge has three girlfriends, and he's fucking talking about this shit.
Three? Fuck that. I got six or seven on my roster.
Right, exactly. So you get up, you get back rubs, and everything you need.
I don't get back rubs. I get head. I don't like getting back rubs. I like to fuck.
Okay, well, I like both. I like both.
Well, you know what? There's not a lot of women that will give you both, A or B, fucking or back rubs. If you want a back rub, go to a Safety Harbor spa.
I can't because of the way that COVID has shut down regulations. I don't feel comfortable somebody getting that close to my body.
I don't know. You're impossible. I gave you a fucking remedy. I gave you a remedy to all this. Just be a little bit more assertive
Well, my daughter's off school for Martin Luther King Day, so I can't threaten to fuck my wife today, Bubba. Okay,
today might be out of the question.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You can say, hey, guess what, Big Phoebe? Guess what? We're fucking tomorrow. I'm just telling you that. You know what? Why don't you set the alarm for 3:30, Seth, and give her 20 minutes of like, you know.
A.M.?
Yeah, A.M. sec. Yes.
I need to be taken care of today.
I can't take care of you today. Our daughter is here. Here's the other thing. It's like that. It's like it's not. It becomes a chore.
But Bubba said. Bubba said it's
a list of things.
Bubba said
it's on the list of things I have to do, and that's not.
Listen, hush up, woman.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Seth. This is so. It's so easily fixed,
Bubba,
and remedied. You just need to quit being this.
You said
impossible.
You said this was. You said that sex was linked to my mental issues.
Yes.
And now you're on her side of withholding because I'm not presenting it the right way.
So here's the deal. She's willing to give you a lot more pussy if you could just play the game a little bit different.
Do I need to give her the steak burger experience?
No, you need to give her the non-whiny bitch experience and fucking give her the man experience. Like, you should talk to her this way. You ready? Hey, honey, I'm almost feel a little bit weird.
What do you even know about it, Spongio?
Let's
you
just
have
see
no
if it
track record for success.
Let's see if it would work, okay, Phoebe? And you be totally honest. If it sucks, it sucks. Hey,
okay.
Hey, honey, I just want to let you know that I know that, you know, you little Phoebe's, little Sethy's a handful today, so I know you're going to be worn out. But tomorrow, when she's at school, I'd like to get a little fucking nooner in, just fuck the shit out of you for like 30, 40 minutes straight, a lot of making out and everything. Is that cool with you? Love you.
Steve, that would be great because he's acknowledging that I can't today rather than making me feel badly that I can't.
Right. Rather than to put her on a guilt trip, I have my needs. Our mama, your child, there's just no chance for you to do it today, buddy. But let's plan tomorrow and really make it a hot deal.
All right. It says the guy that's got six girlfriends.
Yeah, it says the guy who's got six girlfriends. That's a pretty successful fucking thing. Most guys can't handle one.
Well,
bitch, I got five or six deep.
Yeah, but you don't understand. She knows I'm not going anywhere. I'm locked in. I can't get a girlfriend, so she can just do whatever the fuck she wants.
No, she wants to take care of her husband's needs, but God, fucking work with her a little bit.
I did work with her. I did some laundry yesterday, man. What gets a woman hotter than throwing in four fucking blankets into the washer?
The only bad thing about it, Phoebe, is just when you want to get mad at me, pull some fucking brilliant bullshit like that out.
I know.
I'd love the little fucker.
It's nice. A load of laundry here and there. Like, that's nice.
Seth, honest to God, you're only like three or four little things between just getting all kinds of pussy. If you just make a few little changes, buddy.
All right. How about today, baby?
Just a couple.
No, how about today?
Not today.
What about nap time?
Okay.
What about you come over and I fucking do it all to you and I make you feel like the woman you are.
Hold on. Can I fret on her tits a little bit? Because she's got the nicest tits. Oh, I'm sorry, Seth. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I want to make you feel like Dr. Jill Biden.
You can't get mad at the fucking weirdo because he's so fucking funny, you know? I mean, like sometimes
you
gets...
can.
Sometimes he just gets me so mad, and then he'll come up with some little zinger that gets me. I'm like, I can't stay mad at the fucking weirdo. God.
I know.
I'm not.
It was a difficult weekend for.
So Seth, what does your Tuesday look like tomorrow? I want to know it all. I don't want to hear any. You don't have anything after here at work after.
Yeah, I have my weekly meeting with the Lightning.
Okay, what time?
11:30.
Okay, and it'll be done by
12.
And you'll be home by.
I'll be home doing it.
Oh, okay.
I'll have the meeting at home.
So you'll be done by 12:30.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what if Phoebe says tomorrow at 12:30 we're fucking like a hot fuck.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, ask for it.
Oh, hey, how about 12:30 tomorrow when I get done with the chirp? It's a hot fuck.
I'm in.
Look, Seth. Look, I'm in.
All right.
And she's not going to lie about shit like that.
Yeah, she will. But
no,
you know
won't.
What? I'm going to count on
That's
you.
Not true.
I'm going to count on you being there.
I will be there as long as I'm not at a meeting at the
real. No, listen, nope. No back rubs. No fucking, none of that bullshit. Just a nice fucking heavy kissing. Heavy oral, nice fuck, with maybe a titty fuck.
Okay, you don't have to, drop the game plan. I know what to do when I get in there.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm figuring it out.
All right. Phoebe, sorry about if any of this was awkward or not cool.
But no, it's fine. I like laying it out all on the table. This is the stuff I tell him, so I'm glad that you can back me up.
Yeah, I mean, Seth, she just wants you to kind of man up and be taken. That's it. Stop being a whiner and start being a fucking doer.
Okay, well, what about what I want?
What do you? Okay,
that's where it goes back.
Here's you want more pussy, right?
I want a lot of.
You want more pussy? Yes or no?
I want a lot. Yeah.
Okay, and we just figured out how to get more. And it's not that big a deal, like if you're running 10 times around the fucking block or nothing. It's just using and making a small few little adjustments on how you present things.
All right.
Less smarter, more of a man.
I got you.
There you go.
Less smarter, more of a man. Suck me later, bitch.
You don't understand. Phoebe's WAP right now. She's got a wet pussy right now because you actually were assertive and not a fucking little pussy-ass bitch.
All right. Stop saying that, or you're going to send me back into my depression.
Oh, I'm sorry. Phoebe,
nice to him.
You know I am nice to him.
I know you are.
Yeah, I'm teetering on the edge.
Don't, please, don't do that.
He's not teetering on the edge of shit.
He was on the edge last night. I had to talk him down and tell him to go for a drive.
Really?
Oh, they're withholding my medicine from me now, so.
What do you need, buddy? I'll go get it on the streets.
Oh, they're
I told him that.
They're withholding my Klonopin from me.
How many you need, bitch?
Oh, come on, dude.
How many do you fucking need? 100?
No.
I get 100K pins on the streets right now.
I don't need 100K pins. I don't need it.
Phoebe, but then when you offer a remedy for this motherfucker, then he weirds
Bubba.
Out. And he'd rather go without and
no.
bitch. Hold on.
Yes.
He'd rather go without and bitch about it
no.
than have and fucking and fix the
No, Bubba. My issue is the fact that they put me on a medication, which I clearly need now. I need the Klonopin that I'm on. And they have to make me fucking jump through hoops. Now they're making me see my doctor. I have to fucking get an appointment with them. Well, guess what? It's fucking Martin Luther King Day, and I started this process last weekend, so...
Shut the fuck up.
Eat dick!
No, shut the fuck up. I got you. Shut the fuck up.
I don't want your Canadian...
I don't got Canadian K-pins, bitch. Just shut up. We shouldn't be talking about this stuff. It's time to say goodbye. I already got you hooked up with the pussies and the K-pins.
You've talked too much. You've said too much.
You talking said about too
you
much.
You got your high cholesterol.
You said talk too much.
You got high cholesterol.
You couldn't have closed a deal with your wife.
I don't. Well, it's her stupid fault for marrying me. Let me get back out there.
No.
There are a couple women that are fretting over me.
Yeah, a couple fucking weirdos.
Who cares? I don't
One
care.
One night with you and they're out of there, buddy.
So what? So
they're
am I.
Hey, Phoebe, sorry I cheated with your husband, but you can have him back. He's a fucking full-blown weirdo.
In fact,
she's like, you know what? Go out and cheat. You'll be back sooner than you ever thought about it.
I'm not cheating. I'm just saying there's women out there that would give back rubs.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a big fucking deal.
And there's also a woman with big tits who had your child that wants to fuck you tomorrow at 12:30.
She doesn't want to fuck, Bubba. That's the thing, though.
She's going to fuck, and she's going to fuck good tomorrow at 12:30. So quit being a negative Nancy about it, and until it doesn't happen, let's stop fucking arguing about it.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Phoebe, keep me in touch, yeah. Okay, babes?
I will. Thanks for calling, guys.
Bye now. Poor fucking thing just ran her through the ringer. Poor thing.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, you bring me right down to zero. You fucking.
Oh,
you make me
turn into a little button. I'm inverted.
I got you, puss.
I know I'm sexy. You don't have any shit yet.
All right, whatever.
I hope the Packers get killed. And drive so cool while I've got the move. That really move. I said chill up and down.